the best part of the week, baby. It's time to hear something funny. Here we go with your music intro.
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Yeah. What'd I say?
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Oh, yeah. It's Monday morning, and it's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. My dad, Nick, likes to tell jokes, so he tells them here on the show every Monday morning. And let's say hello to my dad. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
Good. That was a great subject you had.
Oh, yeah? You got any?
Yeah.
Do you remember any movies that you used to like?
Who Slew Auntie Rue?
Oh, my God, Dad. You always talk about Who Slew Auntie Rue. Six people have seen that movie.
The Frogs?
Yeah, that's a terrible movie.
And the one with Ray Milland and Rosie Greer.
The Thing with Two Heads, yeah.
Yes.
Don't leave us hanging. Who Slew Auntie Rue?
All right, Who Slew Auntie Rue is, for some reason, my father vividly remembers this movie, brings it up all the time, and has, like, you know, can't remember, you know, like, other bigger, better movies, but he can vividly remember this movie. Shelley Winters was in it. It was this awful, like, murder mystery thing. And I don't remember Who Slew Auntie Rue. I don't remember. But Dad remembers the whole damn movie. I don't even know what's going on. All right, Dad, well, what do you got for a joke?
Okay, there was a fire at the cheese factory. Debris was everywhere.
Wait a minute now. All right. How's Mom, by the way?
Fine.
Good. Okay. All right. Debris. There was debris everywhere.
Debris everywhere.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, Dad. Thanks, buddy.
Have a great day.
Take care. Who slew Auntie Rue?
That was jokey, jokey, jokey time. It was a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad told a joke.
Seriously, Dan, look that movie up. And for some reason, I can't tell you how many times my dad brings that movie up. I'm
it
serious.
It made quite a mark on his.
It did. I have no idea why he remember. He can't remember, like, big. Like, he didn't remember seeing Psycho. Like, when I screened Psycho just a few months ago, he was like, yeah, man, that's a really good movie. I'm like, you saw it already. It's Psycho. And he didn't remember it, but he remembers every scene from Who Slew Auntie Rue.
And how awful it is?
No, he likes it. Maybe.
So this was an Elvira movie?
Well, it was probably re-released. Under Elvira, under the umbrella of Elvira.
Okay.
Well, why?
The only credited cast member is Cassandra Peterson.
Oh, I guess then she's in it. Wait a minute. They don't have Shelley Winters listed?
They do not have Shelley Winters.
How do they not have Shelley Winters listed?
You'll take that up with the folks at IMDb.
What year? 73, maybe? 74?
This one is listed as 82.
Oh, no. That's a different one. This one's from the 70s. Yeah.
You spell Slew, S-L-E-W, right?
Yeah, I think so. Who Slew Auntie Rue? And that must be a remake. Maybe Cassandra Peterson was in a remake of it?
She was like, this is going to be amazing. Let's do it again.
We need to re-
I was shopping at the Jewels, and this guy came up to me and told me about this movie.
Yeah.
And just, it was phenomenal. It was and he told me a great joke.
Yeah. And it was Who Slew Auntie Rue? I think it was Shelley Winters. Maybe I don't even remember that. I remember seeing it. It was a terrible movie. It came out in the early 70s. It had to have.
Well, how do you not ask your dad?
He
knows all the details.
Here we go. Yes, the 1972 version, a demented widow lures unsuspecting children into her mansion in a bizarre Hansel and Gretel twist.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And it's Shelley Winters, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Is there anybody else listed in the...
Mark Lester, Chloe Frank seem to be the kids. Ralph Richardson, Lionel Jeffries, Hugh Griffith.
Holy cow. Actually, that's...
Cornwell, I should say.
Wow. Ralph Richardson was in that? In who's...
Mr. Benton.
Wow.
I mean, that sounds like a good story.
Yeah.
Old lady.
Well, maybe my
kids.
Dad's right. I don't know. I just remember thinking it was a piece of crap.
Should watch the 80s version.
Yeah, watch... Well, yeah, you know, it's always worth Cassandra Peterson. It's always worth watching her.